Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to assume that you have as much time today as you ever will. It's tempting to put tasks aside until there's more time for them. But more often than not, the extra time we see in the future is just a mirage. We're better off being realistic. Do you have a stack of unread books sitting on your nightstand? Do you have items on your to-do list that keep getting transferred to tomorrow? How about big home projects you keep thinking you should tackle, like repainting the garage? All of us have tasks that may be valuable, but aren't urgent. In the face of more pressing priorities, the tasks get put off again and again. We'll get to them when life calms down. We'll get to them next month. Next year, when the kids are older, when life is somehow different. It's understandable, and sometimes life will be different in the future. I do imagine that my life will look different in 20 years when I don't have 5 children under my roof. I imagine it will look different in a few months once the stay-at-home COVID-19 restrictions end. But there are 2 drawbacks to kicking tasks forward. The first drawback is that the tasks may never get done. If they're worth doing, well, that's a loss. The second drawback, which is more pernicious, is that the tasks hang over our heads for days or weeks or months on end. Loose ends create anxiety and consume mental bandwidth. We can operate much better in the present when we're not distracted by nagging to-dos. So what can we do about this? By recognizing that we have as much time today as we ever will, we're able to make more realistic choices about what tasks we choose to take on and what we will let go. In the moment, this may mean recognizing that you are never going to do something and letting it go from your list. If you haven't painted in a decade, you probably aren't going to that virtual workshop on watercolor paintings that your local library is hosting. So toss the flyer. On the other hand, sometimes recognizing that we have as much time today as we ever will can prompt us to knock out a task immediately. Go ahead and call your doctor's office about that billing error. You need to address the issue at some point, and there's no reason to think you'll have more time for that tomorrow. So don't let it linger. Now, to be sure, sometimes you may find it hard to let go of tasks that don't warrant doing today or scheduling for a specific time in the near future. When that's the case, you might create what David Allen calls a someday maybe list. As the name suggests, this is a running list of ideas to pursue someday, maybe. You aren't committing to do them, but you're keeping track of them, so you can peruse the list every now and then and pick up any ideas you suddenly feel strongly about. This list creates a middle ground for stuff that sounds nice, but doesn't fit into your life right now. But just know that there is not going to be a magical time in the future when you feel more like calling the doctor's office about that billing issue, or when you have so much energy that you can organize the entire garage before breakfast. In the future, you will be pretty much the same as you are now. And maybe that sounds depressing, but hopefully it's liberating. People waste tons of time obsessing about stuff that they're never going to do. And that's a waste of time that could be spent enjoying life as it actually is. So the next time something comes up and you say to yourself that you'll get to it later, after this busy season passes, think again. You have as much time today as you ever will. And it's wise to be thoughtful and realistic about how you choose to spend it. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.